as Elliot was asking me before we came on air, he said, yeah, we know there's a housing crisis. Can someone explain to us how raising more money from stamp duty, squeezing home buyers for a few grand more, is going to help? Because I just don't get it myself. In a moment, we'll be talking to author of Generation Rent, Chloe Timperley. First, though, to a partner and head of the residential real estate at Seddons, Howard Freeman. Good morning to you, Howard.
Good morning, Matthew. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks for joining us with your expertise. Do you like stamp duty as a form of tax?
Stamp duty is the bane of solicitors' lives, because we get these situations where the governments, different governments, to be fair, decide to make decisions which cause us to work ridiculous hours. And it's been a busy few days. Just to give you a current example, I've got one transaction at the moment where we're hoping to exchange and complete on Monday. This client is a first-time buyer, buying for £625,000. If we exchange and complete, and it's less than 50-50, to be fair, her stamp duty will be £10,000. Tuesday morning, it will be £21,250. So there's a saving of £11,250. And that's a classic example of what's happening. The other point to note is, just as well as first-time buyers, you know, first-time buyers buying the more than £625,000 can save themselves £2,500, and a lot of people are doing that. It's quite incredible, the frenzy in the last 2 months, which have led to so many transactions completing, trying to complete by the end of the month.
I can even tell from looking at you, you're a man who's certainly under stress. So your experience certainly chimes with the kind of information that I've heard from Zoopla and some of the estate agents out there, that it's manic at the moment as people try and to beat the deadline.
Yes, you're getting situations where solicitors or clients are taking a view on matters to save £2,500. You know, a buyer may turn around and say, well, I want the central heating service before I proceed. And the seller's turning around and saying, if you want to save £2,500, you can do that after completion. So go ahead and complete now and save your money. But that, I mean, transaction level, normally at this time, we'd have, say, 15 transactions at the end of the month. On by the last 3 days, Thursday, Friday and Monday, we'd have had probably near a 60.
Okay, Howard, thank you for giving up your time. Howard Freeman there from Seddons GSC. Let's bring in Chloe Timperley now, housing commentator, author of...